Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, shouting? The King back. I know y'all miss a pimp, right?
Yeah.
But dig, there's been a lot of hate going on, okay?
So let me holler at you something. What's up?
Hey, look at him, dog.
Hey, see me in the street, but shout it, you don't know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember you don't know me. Save all the hating and the popping, pimping, you don't know me. Quit telling people you my partner, listen, you don't know me. Don't be a groupie, keep it moving, shouting, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, pimp, the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know. You be hating and I see why, cause you don't know. I think it's time I made a song for people who don't know. I graduated at the streets, I'm a real OG. I've been trapping, but I'm still at both feet. So all you rappers acting bad, you gon' have to show me. You gon' make me bring a Chevy to a real slow creep. My partner's hanging out the window, mouth full of gold teeth. When the start, wonder when it's gon' cease. Chop from the side and create a slow beat. In this vaccination, cause today we gon' see what the future of a sucker who be hating on me. I ain't worried about the feds investigation on me. I don't care that they at my shows and they waiting on me. I'ma keep on fucking popping long as truth is on the beat. Tell police I ain't stopping, I'ma keep it in the street. Contrary to your beliefs, I'm as real as you can be. So keep your thoughts and your feelings out and you don't know. You might have seen me in the street, but shout it, you don't know. When you holler, when you speak, remember you don't know. Save all the hating and the popping, pimping, you don't know. We're telling people you my partner, listen, you don't know. Don't be a goofy, keep it moving, shouting, you don't know. Hey, I ain't tripping, but the truth is really, you don't know. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know. You be hating and I see why, cause you don't know. Hey, once again, let me remind you, pimping, you don't know. So don't be walking up and asking what's the deal on the I don't know if you and why, you could be the police. If I was, you couldn't get a see me and the PSD falling through at a show. Keep holy holding up the
Man, let me stop. That song right there, girl, you talking about motivation. You talking about a song to get me there, hype me up, amp me up. That don't right there do it, for real, you know. I've always loved T.I. and what he does, you know what I mean? Because out of all the rappers that came through his generation of rappers, he was one of the ones that still had that old school feeling. You know what I mean? He had to make all his words rhyme and yeah, you know, he really gave it his all, you know, as a part of what he did. So yeah, I love T.I., man. I love T.I., you know. One of the best that ever did it. You know what I mean? How are you today, sis? Let's start today.
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing amazing. I woke up this morning. I was so blessed to be here. Mm. I cleaned up a little bit and I'm just here. I couldn't wait to get on the air today. I love you guys.
Well, my stomach is touching my back right now. I'm so hungry.
Oh.
Girl. Yeah, man. Just call my name periodically.
Well, Reese gonna
have,
She's gonna get you straight in a minute.
I dang on you right now.
It's coming. In a minute. Have a little bit of patience, my dear brother.
No. I will
Come
not.
Come on, bro. You got to.
I'm ready to eat. But anyway, I'll make it through. On today's episode, we will discuss the NBA free agency that actually starts at 6 p.m. today, y'all. But some teams have already begun to make moves. For instance, James Harden has made the news, y'all. He declines the $47 million option for the 76ers. But he only declined to allow the 76ers to sign other players. So we're going to discuss that. New Jersey Nets player Kevin Durant wants out. He wants out. He is, look, I hear Kevin Durant saying in my head, "It's all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. I want out of here. I'm out. That's I'm out." Durant wants out with the Suns and the Heat being possible landing spots. The Suns and the Heat. We're going to discuss each of those teams, the Suns and the Heat, with a guy like Kevin Durant on it. Charlotte Hornets player Miles Bridges was arrested on Wednesday for domestic violence charges. I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, man. You know, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on that. I want to wait until all the information comes out. So we'll just speak on what is printed and what we know and leave it at that. You know, yeah, that's how we'll do that. DeJounte Murray traded from the Spurs to the Atlanta Hawks, y'all. Stick of it now. Trey Young got somebody to play with. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're going to be a team. Atlanta should be a team to watch now, you know, with DeJounte Murray going there. But we're going to discuss what it took to make this trade, what it took for the Hawks and the Spurs to come to an agreement here. Washington Wizards acquired Will Barton and Monte Morris in a trade with the Denver Nuggets for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Ish Smith. And you guys know if Ish Smith actually dresses and plays for the Nuggets, this will be his 13th team. Without the internet, without Googling, I wonder if we can name all 13 teams that Ish Smith has played for. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I already Googled it. I already looked it up. And some of the teams, it was a quick cup of coffee. Some of the teams he had a whole meal with. So we're going to discuss that the illustrious career of Ish Smith. Russell Westbrook expected to pick up the $47.1 million contract from the Lakers. Yeah, Russ ain't going nowhere, y'all. So all the people that blame Russ and fault Russ, Russ about to pick up $47.1 million from this Lakers team. You know, hey, more power to you, bro. NFL running back Miles Sanders of the Philadelphia Eagles says, and I quote, his team roster with the players that they have assembled, he feels that they are an all-star team. The Eagles, all-star team. Okay, you know, we'll see about that. Justin Herbert, Chargers quarterback, says they have to put together a full and complete season in order to play the type of football that they want. We're going to go into that a little bit and see exactly what it is that they want to play. What would be a good season? What would be a bad season? The Washington football team, quarterback draft pick Sam Howell is embracing his role as a backup QB and preparing once or if his name is called. Hey, that's a good look, young man. Washington football team wide receiver, that's what happened. When the monologue is too long for the show, I start losing it. Anyway, Washington football team wide receiver Terry McLaurin signs a $70 million 3-year extension worth $70 million, man. I have to say that again. $70 million. With $28 million guaranteed as a signing bonus. Wow. Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns are talking reconciliation. You know what? I'm not surprised about this at all, especially with the uncertain 2022 availability of quarterback one Deshaun Watson, you know? So we're going to discuss that as well. I want to know what you guys think about that. Should Mayfield still search for a trade, or should he just go ahead and work along with the Browns until the Deshaun Watson situation is over with? And there's a scenario that I'm thinking of that we're going to discuss to the fullest extent once we get on that topic. So all these stories and much, much more on today's Kelb's Corner episode. Trees, I'm taking a deep breath. I'm getting it together. Trees, you with me? You with me, Trees?
I'm with you.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick one, y'all.
563-999-3782.
Yeah, she with me.
I got
you. 563-999-3782.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. I'm telling you, man. It might be a T.I. Thursday for me. I'm telling you. James Harden, y'all, you know, for all of the selfish player and lazy dude and comments that we've heard about Mr. Harden, James Harden has decided to decline the $47 million option that is on the table to allow the 76ers to sign other players that they need. I don't know about anyone else. Now, what I will say is once the 76ers sign those other players, Harden is expected to sign a contract that will be close to that $47 million deal. So while we're thinking, you know, Harden is not being selfish, we really have to ask, you know, what is he doing then? Because once they sign these other players, will they have that money available for Harden, you know? So, you know, we really have to ask ourselves, you know, what exactly is going on here? Keith, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I was saying the same thing because if he really wanted out, you know what I mean? Is that why he's opting out and they're just saying he opting out so they can, you know, sign other people or whatever? Because it don't make sense for him not to take the money and just be on the team. Like, I don't get it. So my thing is he must be leaving the team. He got to be leaving the team.
Okay. Let's go to our Jersey guy here. What's up, Lou?
What's happening, Lou?
Good evening. All right. Well, this doesn't shock me at all. I mean, you know, all the other players are leaving the Nets, so Durant wants to join them and bolt out and try for somebody else. So am I surprised by this move? Nah, not at all.
Well, what about you think about the reports where Harden is interested in helping the 76ers as far as signing other players that they need. I mean, what do you think about that?
Oh, great. Franchising with the enemy. You know, you're with the Nets, and then you go over and help our rival, the Sixers. I don't like it at all.
I didn't think.
You don't want to see me throw up right now, do you?
I didn't think about that, Lou. Forgive me.
No, I
get him, Lou. Get him, Lou.
You don't want to go see me throw up right now, do you?
Lou
okay.
said you leave us and help our enemy. Damn, I didn't think about that at all. that's him for my man. Yeah, that is fraternizing at
yeah.
the best definition. Let's go to my man 007. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? What's up, y'all?
I text 007 Tuesday, and I said, man, what happened to you? I didn't see you in the studio. You know, you didn't call the show. 007 said, he said, I'm sorry, man. I took a nap.
Oh.
Yeah. So he had to lay down for a little while, you know?
No, right, because I was watching, you know, the YouTube and Street Scores and all that, you know, trying to put some, you know, info to y'all. And that thing, you know, it became like 5:55, and I just dozed off. And I woke up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
I was so mad at myself.
Hey, that's a power nap, man. That was a power nap, that's all.
Yeah, man, but the thing is that the being excited about the, you know, the sign of Scary Terry, and, you know, I'm just thinking Durant being with the Wizards with Bradley Beal, if it's only for 1 year. I mean, that's what I was thinking of. I mean, that's
okay, tell me what you feel about Harden. You know, and declining that $47 million option. What do you think about that?
I mean, he needs to go to a championship team if there's somebody going to sign him to a match deal. Go somewhere to go win. I mean, he got to ask himself: do he trust Doc Rivers with the 76ers? I mean, you had your chance. You know, nothing ain't happened. And he said, oh, he probably go somewhere else and be signed somewhere else to a 4-year deal. Cause he, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he think it's it over there in Philadelphia.
Well, reports say he only declined this $47 million option to help the 76ers sign other needed players. And once the 76ers do sign these players, then Harden is expected to sign a contract somewhat near the $47 million deal. So I got to ask myself, you know, if you're going to take a contract near that $47 million, I guess it really depends on how near that $47 million deal or whatever. But, you know, I'm just looking at it like, you know, how is he really helping the team? You know, he declined the deal now, but he's looking for money near that on the other side.
No, I think he ready to dip. I think he ready to dip out. You know, saying he's thinking about, you know, the young players being with the 76ers. I mean, they did go to the playoffs, and, you know, you went six. You know, saying you went to game six, you know, with the Heat. So, you know, why not, you know, saying go somewhere. You went to Houston, took them to the playoffs. You went to 76ers, so he can go somewhere else. Go to Sacramento or something, for prime example. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Sign a 4-year deal or something. Did. Help that team out.
Moving,
yeah, just keep on moving. or as the Temptations would say, keep on trucking.
I know. Okay.
Thank you.
Become the moving journeyman. That's your opinion on it.
Yeah, you know? It's evolving right now. John Wall. John Wall. He going to another team too, ain't he?
Yeah. Reports are as long as he passes all the waivers, he'll be playing with the Clippers. And I'm telling y'all, I really think that's a good place for John Wall. Number one, he doesn't have to be the starter, so all the weight doesn't fall on him. And number two, he's going with a basically already well put together team. You know what I mean? So I think that's good for him. And I look at the Clippers and the Wizards as far as discipline goes, and I give a tremendous nod to the Clippers because they in my book have way more discipline than the Wizards do. So, you know, and I think that's really all that was missing from John Wall. You know,
Because you know all the people that played with the Wizards in the last 3 years got championships. Six players for the Wizards, you know, went to other teams, got a championship. And that brings me to this. I'm picking the Los Angeles Clippers to take the whole thing next year.
Uh-oh. Hold on, let me write that down.
Come on in here, bro. What's up, Tank? How you feeling today, Tank?
Okay, hey, Tank.
Much love and respect. What's up, big bro? What's up, Miss T?
What's happening?
What's up, Lou?
Did you hear what that was?
Hey, look. Hey, 007, on that last comment you said, if John Wall be healthy, man, I'm a second that motion, man. I'm serious, man.
Oh, no.
I was telling Miss T earlier that, man, I'm telling you, man, that John Wall, I'm a Clippers. I got some Clippers in my heart right now, man. Simple as that. I'm serious, man. That's my man right there.
Everybody else that was playing with the Wizards got championships. You have Rasheed Wallace. You have Ben Wallace. Why not John Wall? Why not?
That was a different era. That was a different era. You know what?
It's happening now,
I was having this conversation. I was having this conversation with this guy today, and I was talking about how Wes Unseld traded the whole team away, and they immediately became champions. You know, they immediately showed their value once they were not with this Wizards team. So I get what you're saying. I feel what you're saying. And then for Otto Porter and Gary Payton Jr. to win this year, it was like another slap in the face to Wizards fans. It was like another man. All we had to do was wait. And the thing about it, we got to understand circumstances. And when I say that, the things that Golden State needed from both Gary Payton Jr. and Otto Porter were completely different from what this Wizards team needed from them. And I believe in my book, it was just too much for them to handle. It was too much for them to actually achieve, and the pressure got to them. So, you know, I just look at it as a situation like those guys were in the right place at the right time and did the right thing. So you can't be mad about that. You can't be mad about that. You can't say anything contrary about that, you know. Just congratulations to those young men for achieving their NBA goals, you know. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. You know, I never hate on them.
But I'm happy though, man. I'm cool with Harden, man. You know, just like y'all said, if he now if he still think he gonna get close to what that money he gonna get, then I'm thinking like 007, man. He getting ready to bail. But it's cool that he's trying to help the team. It's cool that he's trying to help the team, but in the same sentence, what else you trying to do if you still trying to get to that much money? You ain't really trying to help the team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to keep on trucking.
When I first read this story, that was my take. You know, how are you helping the team if you're going to turn around and ask for the same amount of money that you're turning down now? How does that help the team? I'm with you, Luke. You know, we'll just watch Harden. We'll just watch Harden and see exactly what he does do or does not do before we come to a conclusion about this $47 million decline, you know? That's crazy to me. I'm like, dude, you just turned down $47 million. You just turned it down? Wow. Wow, I mean,
he won't go to a contender team. That's what he want to do. And I think one of the contender teams gonna bite on and sign him to a 4-year.
And that's what he probably waiting. He just waiting to see where everybody gonna land up at. That's what he waiting on.
Man, you saying contender team? What contender team do you think is really gonna take a chance on Harden?
I don't know. Harden can run that second team.
That's what I was thinking. If Harden doesn't mind coming off the bench and being the leader of the second team, then yeah, I think it will work. I really see that working, but him and Luka on the court at the same time, I don't see that in Dallas' best interest. I really don't. They're two ball dominant guys. And we saw last year, and we all complained about this, how whenever Luka had the ball, the rest of the team just stood around. So do you really want to bring a player there where it would be the same situation? Every time Harden has the ball, players are just standing around, you know? I don't know.
I was just getting ready to say, I think they'll be all right with each other if Luka don't demand the ball, because I think James will bring it up and stuff for him, and then them three is definitely going to be splashing all day long.
Yeah.
If he can do that.
Right. Right.
Like you said, both of them are ball dominant, so I believe if they play with each other, if Luka could not have the ball in his hand, they'd be great with each other.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. James Harden, he just got the little stamina, you know, the little smoke around him. He's still James Harden. He still can do what he do. That ain't gonna never change. I don't think it's just five times take over. And that ain't right now. So.
Let me ask y'all this. Do you really believe that the 76ers is the team for him? I don't really believe that either. I don't know if
him and Embiid is a good match. I don't know if they're a good fit. But when they play, sometimes it seems like they are. But Luka is a whole nother beast. Like, but I don't know if he's easy to work with, because he'd be all over the place and he all out of place. So people have to be out of place when they playing with him.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I don't
if you,
know.
If you have a point.
I didn't see a full year with him for real. Like, when he got over there, it was still, that team still was in a little bit of disarray, man. It was kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like
so I'm not, I can't really judge Harden on this half a year with the 76ers because he just, it was, the whole team was looking terrible, man.
Yeah.
And like I say, if he's trying to help the team out and do what he, like you say, and not get all that money, then that's going to be a beautiful thing. Because then I believe they will get some people over there to help him out. And then he'll really be able to play the way he want to play for these last few years that he in the NBA. That's what I think.
Right.
Then I know they need a point guard that's going to take Jimmy Butler's place because that was a bad move. What if Jimmy Butler was with the 76ers instead of the Heat at that time? You know, but you know what I'm saying? You know, 76ers would have been in the finals and probably would have won the whole thing. Y'all know I'm a B fan anyway. Y'all already know that. But wishful thinking. Wishful thinking.
Oh, okay. 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 Now I'm with you. I was like, what the hell? I'm sitting here racking my brain like trying to remember Jimmy Butler with the 76ers. And you know what I said to myself? 007. Marlboro. Okay. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Disclaim, I did hit a Newport.
I can't. Keep it moving, y'all. Keep it moving.
Yeah,
I can't. I cannot.
We won't keep it New Jersey. Hey, Luke, we still in your neck of the woods, Luke. Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Out. And he's naming the Suns. And the
Heat,
the possible
landing
spot.
I heard. He thinks he can win with the Heat. Well, just remember who lost in the finals with the Celtics. But he still thinks he can bring Miami a title.
And can I get personal for a minute, y'all? You know, dude, what are you going to do? Wait until you can't play anymore, you don't have it anymore to bring that talent home, man? And I don't want to hear about the distractions and the people that will be in the way and all of that. I don't want to hear about all that, man. I don't want to hear about all that. You're going to have distractions no matter where you are. You're going to have people in your ear no matter where you are. You have to play around and through that mess everywhere. Why are you treating this Wizards team like a team that has done you wrong? When I'm pretty sure your first thought in your mind or love of the NBA game was through the Wizards. I'm pretty sure of that. You know,
now,
the Lakers or the Celtics, one of those guys that was winning as you grew up, cemented that love. But there's no way you can tell me you have that much disdain and hate for your home team, man. Come on, bro. Come on,
and
bro.
And if you want to... Can I take it back?
He probably doing what's good for his mental. He probably doing what's good for his mental. Like being here and under all of that pressure, even though I know I can say no, I know I can say yeah, I'm a grown man, all that, woo, 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 woo. It plays a part. He's already dealing with depression. So, I mean, I'm saying to myself, he might be just trying to look out for the rest of his mental. His mental is already challenged. Anytime you make a whole page and argue with yourself, you are challenged in some type of way. Even though you're this great basketball player, you know what I'm saying? You still got issues. And he knows probably he got a lot of triggers here. We don't know what he went through as a child. We don't know what he went through as a teenager. We just don't know. We all want him to come back. You know what I'm saying? We do. We want him to come back. But we don't know what type of triggers are here for him. So I'm just going to put that out there. Even though I want him to come back.
The thing about triggers are not about location. It's not.
No.
Because you can have the same thing going on in New Jersey that you have going on in D.C. or Miami or Phoenix.
But it's things.
But what I,
it's things.
You're missing. It's what?
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. I do.
But
I
didn't hear
you.
I didn't hear you. What are you saying?
I said triggers are sometimes things, people,
things,
places. Yeah. Triggers, like some can trigger you and then you have an outburst and now I'm having a panic attack because I saw something I don't know to what extent his depression is, but I know he do suffer from some type of depression. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know what his triggers are, even though you're saying they're not one thing. You could be totally correct, but it could be something totally different that we're not even mentioning. Yes.
So
go ahead.
So you think coming home will increase the trigger the anxiety? You think coming home will increase that?
Yeah. And sometimes it do.
Because it feel like it put more pressure on them.
Right. Yes. And then a lot of people when they're in those type of situations, they move away. They just move away and they never come back. And they only communicate on the phone or, emails and stuff like that. They don't come back because they can't handle the pressure. And he shows signs of being one of those type of people. I'm not going to put that on him. I'm just saying he shows signs of being one of those type of people.
LeBron James played in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And Cleveland is a bad place to trigger. But what I'm saying, him playing with the Wizards, I mean, like, it's like you say, he's supposed to be in the gym and just, being with your players and trying to win a championship home.
That's what it's supposed to be,
but he feel like the pressure of his friends and everybody else, and then if he don't bring the title to DC, that's another thing he's probably thinking about, more pressure. Then he's going to be talked about. And like she said, we already know he can't take that because with this social media, man, there'll be some of them youngins up, and he one of them that get beat up on that social media because he does some crazy things on there, man. And it's probably that's probably what it is, though, that pressure, I'm telling you.
He gets beat up. Because he tweets and posts with his feelings. That's why he gets beat up.
Just imagine that he was home right here doing that.
Every player in this league.
Somebody going to put a nail on his head.
Every player in this league goes through that. Jimmy Butler talked about how in Chicago, he was getting threats and people were calling him the fake Michael Jordan and things of this nature, stuff that he wasn't comfortable with, he wasn't happy with. Dirk Rose said the same thing. Go ahead.
But that's true. Everything you're saying is true. But he just not built from that cloth, bro. That's not Kevin Durant. Just like they was talking today, right? And
listen, Dirk Rose, he went crazy. But go ahead.
But just like how they was talking about Kevin Durant, he's not that vocal player that, like, they were saying, like, why he didn't try to make, like, they didn't say, like, if he really knew or not, but why he ain't trying to talk to James Harden to get him to stay. Why he ain't trying to talk to Kevin to get him to do this and do that. You know, he's just not that type of player. Like LeBron, He's vocal. He's going to go out and say something. He's ready to handle that on his back. That's why he was able to do that in Cleveland, 007. He was ready for all that. That's because he went and learned how to do it and took it back home and said, okay, now I'm ready to really carry a team and win a championship, but I still need some help. That's why he had Kyrie Irving and Love and everybody else that was with him down there. But from that cloth. That's not his person. That's just not him.
He's just a guy that just want to get with a team. It is something wrong with a grown man being a mama's boy, Tree. It is.
It is.
Especially
now, regular people just don't do. They don't call their mama and ask them for advice on certain things in their life. They just do it. That's what I'm talking about. Like your mama do. Yeah,
you,
stuff
you,
like
you,
that.
You talk to you say you talk to your mother every day. You was calling every Friday, them conversations, that's being a mama's boy still. Because I can really say, I'm a mama's boy, big bro, but I don't need her help for nothing, but I'm still a mama's boy because I'm going to call her and see, talk to her about all type of stuff. That's still being a mama's boy. That's what she was saying.
Yeah. I ain't saying go over there, make his food, cook it for him, and bring your laundry over here. I ain't doing none of that. But what I'm telling you is, if you need me, I'm going to be right there. I'm talking about right there.
And we know him and his mama got a hell of a strong relationship. He's definitely telling mom everything.
Everything, even the stupid stuff he's doing, he's telling me.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that.
Yeah. Because she know her child. She know how far he's going to take stuff. People say they know their kids. You know, each individual child and what each individual child would do. For example, when our kids was in school and they called and said, I need to come up to the school because my son was in trouble. I said, I'll be right up there for Kayshawn. And they said, yes, ma'am, because I knew it was not Darius. They didn't even know Darius was my son, okay? That's how quiet he is in public.
Quiet, who is?
So that's all I'm saying.
How quiet who is?
in public.
Oh, my goodness.
He real shy.
Okay. Let's bring the Chai Baby on. What's up, Chai Boy?
hey, look, I ain't shy. But what she was saying is anytime she had to come to the school or anything like that, it was my brother or my sister that was getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't even know I was related to my brother or my sister, period, because how I act. You feel me? Don't get me wrong. I'm not quiet, but how I carry myself, I carry myself with a lot of respect, and I ain't going to disrespect nobody, you know? So they just felt like they was amazed that my brother and my sister was my brother and sister because they want to fight, they want to yell, they want to be them type of people. You feel me? I'm cool and relaxed. I'm a tell jokes. I'm a get in arguments like that. That was just me. You feel me? But
he was a joke.
What was the topic though? I'm just getting in here. Had to get my daughter.
Harden, James Harden, and
James Harden.
No, actually we were talking about Kevin Durant. And wanting out of New Jersey and asking for a trade to the Suns or the Heat.
As
a possible landing spot.
I mean,
he's on the corner.
He been said it, man. He been said he ain't coming back here. He said he done did all he needed to do here. That's why he done went to Texas. That's why he never took a meeting here. Yeah, like he said he done did everything he could here. Which, in my opinion, is totally wrong. You ain't even when John Wall and Bill was here, and he came to free, he didn't even want to come down here and talk to us. It's like the disrespect. That's why when he get the slander, he get. I really get behind the slander because you couldn't have a meeting with us,
right?
with your hometown team, you just couldn't have a meet. You ain't even want to hear what they had to say to pitch or nothing.
Right.
It's like, off of that alone, I was already done with him. So anything he's doing now, right now, is just killing his legacy anyway. So him jumping ship again, all it's going to do is ruin his legacy. If he cares about legacy, this move right now is just going to kill it. Yeah, this is just – and then
exactly
the teams that he want to go to. The teams he want to go to. Listen to the teams he said he want to go to. A Miami or a Phoenix. Like, come on, man. You're just killing your legacy, man.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I say, too, dude.
He's known for going to a team that's already together.
Mm-hmm.
He's known for jumping on with a team that's already a team. You know, let's not forget Golden State won, 70-something games, and then he joined with them.
Was it 79?
Yeah, I think it was like 79, I believe. If I'm not
Exactly. They need him. He jumped in with them and won MVP during the finals. And I'm like, dang, Joe. I mean, we talking about a team that already won. But this is who Kevin Durant is. The players today are so leery about being the next Charles Barkley that they don't care what's said about them as far as jumping on with this team or that team. They're just concerned with being able to be called a champion.
Can I say something real quick? That goes back to Bradley Beal, him staying here.
Yeah.
And that goes back to like a Dame Lillard. Like, it's players that's doing it, but they don't get the praise. Like, they don't get the praise. We going to say Bill need to do this and do that and jump ship, he need to go leave. But then we going to turn around and say players today just don't care about, you know, winning, and they don't want to be like the Charles Barkley. But you got players here that's been those type of guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like Big Cat. He said he ain't going nowhere either. He decided to. He ain't going nowhere either. And it's Antetokounmpo, even though he won the title, he said he wasn't going nowhere either. Like, you know, just certain people weren't going nowhere and then what?
God bless Kale's Corner. Darius and I agree. Darius and I agree.
Come on now. Ain't God good?
All the time. Yeah. But, you know, I look at it like this. We can have any feeling we want to about it. Final decision is Kevin Durant, and we can speculate as to why he won't and everything. But when it all boils down and breaks down, I think the man needs to understand that the people in the town that he comes from, the area that he's coming from, we want to celebrate with you, bro. We want to celebrate something with you. Coming here and having a parade after you've won somewhere else is not the same. And then you were the only player from that Golden State team to come here and show yourself. That's not cool. That's not cool, man. Your city wants to embrace it. And I understand what you guys are saying about the pressure and the heat that'll be on him, but I guarantee you winning will be the best deodorant in the world. Winning is the best deodorant in the world, and I do believe the young man is a winner. I really do. Now I know he goes off with Skip Bayless and the other guy, Stephen A. Smith. You know, he argues with them guys all the time. To be honest, I kind of enjoy it when he goes off on them, because I don't think enough athletes go off on them. You know.
Right.
But as far as them being or showing that sensitive side that we were talking about, Trace, bruh, you got the man up, dog. You got the man up. You're not going to be liked, loved, or appreciated by everyone. But you're not.
Sure.
I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do or who you are. You won't. You just won't. So what's that prayer go? God, give me the strength to accept the things I can't change and change the things I can accept. That's it. That's all. Live your life like that, man, and you'll be surprised at how easy it will become to lift your head and walk with pride, you know, because you got to be walking with shame if what you guys are saying is the real reason of what's going on with them. That has to be shameful, man. It really has to be, man. Seriously, you're not only are you a millionaire, but you're one of the guys that has been titled the greatest player in the world. So not only did you do good in your sport, man, you excelled and transcended the sport. Bruh, you always got that to hold on to. I don't care if you're a champion or not. When they say your name, they're going to have to say two-time MVP. When they say your name, they're going to have to say a child that grew up from C. Pleasant, Maryland with nothing.
Yeah.
Only a mother and a brother there to guide and motivate. A coach that was killed on the AAU level. Come on, bruh. You got a whole lot of stuff that if you really look at yourself and see where you've been as opposed to where you are, bruh, you have reason to be thankful. You have reason to completely ignore what Bama's have to say about you. For real.
That's right. Saying it don't mean, saying it don't mean that he's gonna feel that way. You know what I mean? That's why it's a sickness.
I agree.
You know what I mean? We can preach that all day to him, all day. It's like a female. You tell him you're pretty all day, and what she do? Something stupid and go out here and do all kind of crazy stuff if you ask around. Because I don't feel love, I don't feel cute. That's just what it is. Until you get some help for the person, he will always feel that way.
Right. Let's take another call. What's up, Cap? How you feeling today, Cap?
Hey, Cap.
What's up, y'all?
All right.
Listen, let me tell you
something. Kevin Durant. Go ahead.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just hoping that he put that red, white, and blue on, or sometime black and gold and red. now I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So listen, I want Embiid to get one of them things. I think Kevin Durant would be the piece that help us. But the funny thing is, remember how they try to make James Harden out to be the bad guy over there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, it ain't all true. Now that everything's coming to light now. Everything's coming to the light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and according to what Therese just explained and Darius just explained, that ain't the place for Kevin Durant. If he's wearing his heart on his sleeve, we've seen with the 76ers how they do play. Man, they dog Ben Simmons after he left there. And some while he was still there.
Well,
I mean, that's the same organization that was chanting "fuck KD." Also, excuse my language, but they already was, you know, chanting that. So, and KD wasn't even playing that game either.
So dig this, though, bro. That's what they love about Philly fans. They support their own. So KD gonna get that same support, just like he got he got all that crap. But Ben Simmons from the inside, y'all looking from the outside, from the media, what they telling y'all? I was in the mix. I'm from Philly. I've been in the games. Ben Simmons earned all that, bro. He earned all that. He earned all that. And you about to see what You about to see with Brooklyn?
Yeah.
It's gonna be the same thing. Watch.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn don't play.
It's gonna be the same thing. With, no.
Yeah.
No. See,
little Rufus.
Only thing I didn't like was, I just didn't like. I felt like he quit on us. That's what I felt like. You know, with the fake injuries and the mental stuff and all that, because we needed him. We just needed him.
You said Ben quit on y'all, or did y'all quit on Ben?
Yeah, y'all quit
Don't do that, bro. Y'all quit on Ben. Ben ain't never said nothing about y'all. Y'all went in them interviews and started slandering at my name.
Quitting is
Ben
cool.
Ain't said nothing about.
And to this day, Ben
still ain't said nothing about y'all.
Listen. Ben got sensitive because Doc Rivers asked the question.
That don't matter.
Words.
It don't.
Bro, where he didn't nobody kill him? Nobody dogged him. Nobody killed him. They just gave him that honest opinion. Opinion don't make it a fact. Yeah, the opinion don't make it a fact. That was their opinion of what happened. And then he went to the thing. If I'm at work and somebody say, "Yeah, Cap, you ain't this, you ain't that," you think I'm going to shut down and not collect my check or earn my money because of somebody's opinion? No, I'm going to keep on going harder. I'm going to prove them wrong. Everybody got different fortitude. That's all. That's just my opinion on the matter. I don't think we quit on it. That's what I got to say.
But it was like after y'all lost that last game and y'all was out. It was then that y'all quit on him, because it wasn't like everybody, we lost together. You know what I mean? Like lost as a team. We lose.
Right.
They threw that man under the bus. Him and MB, Doc and MB.
Yeah,
that
two
man
people.
Underneath the bus, they ran back and forth over him from the front to the back, and he never said one word.
Oh, my bad.
Until he wanted to get traded.
He still ain't saying nothing about them.
No, that's what I'm saying. He still ain't really saying nothing.
All that money he collected, why would he say something? All that bread he got.
That's why he still ain't played with the Nets. He ain't collect none of that money. They got $20 million of his money right now. That's why he didn't play with the Nets. Come on, he's trying to get
that
back.
Cap, you said only two people. We all know on a basketball team, there's a pecking order. There's a pecking order on every basketball team. And we have two dudes who are the higher up. The higher ups. Now, I agree with them. Ben Simmons has taken the complete high road on that whole situation. But Embiid and Doc Rivers, they went out like bammers to me, man. They went out like bammers to me. Because they talked about this man and they blamed this man for things that weren't really his fault. And we all say he has mental issues to get over. Maybe that mental issue was playing for a coach who was dogging him worse than the fans. Maybe those mental issues were playing in the team.
Somebody pull a quote up for me? Can somebody pull up the quote? Because I don't remember dogging. I'm going to try to pull a quote up.
Doc Rivers.
What did Doc Rivers say when they asked him that question?
When they asked him about Ben Simmons?
Yes.
He said nothing nice, Cap. He said nothing nice, man.
Is that dogging him, though?
It's just like us, right? It's just like us. If I'm at work and I catch it through the grapevine that, well, Cap said this about you, Mac, and he this and he that, and I'm like, well, damn, when me and Cap talk to each other, it's all good. You know what I mean? And that's going to make me feel some type of way. Now, you know me. I'm going to come and ask you, hey, what's the problem, man? Where did we go wrong? Where did this thing go wrong? You know? But imagine you're at home, you turn on the TV, and we all know sports, the most embarrassing stuff is the stuff that they put on front page all the time. And they putting this on front page, and this man got to live with this mess on the court, in the locker room, and now at home. Come on, man. That's too many places to hear your coach and one of the head players on your team not really messing with you, man.
Absolutely. We can go on and on with that. I don't want to hold it up, but you go back and watch a couple of them games, and then you see what's going on. But you're right. It was the way they could have handled it better, but they ain't telling no lies.
Exactly. I'm just saying, as a basketball fan, I expect more head coach behavior from my head coach. I've seen games where Kobe did everything he wanted to do and completely ignored Phil's Jackson's wishes. And you know what Phil said? How about that Kobe Bryant? How about that Kobe Bryant? You know what I mean? You don't destroy. I mean, that's just like, well, the cake is calling for sugar, but I'm going to put some salt in it. You know?
Right.
And now you're wondering why the cake don't taste good.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And Adam May ain't going to eat the cake, bro. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I think that they could have handled it a lot different, knowing that he was going to be an intricate piece moving forward. Y'all with me? Y'all got me on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Don't everybody speak up at once.
Oh, no, we could.
I did. Hey.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick one. We're staying in basketball. 563-999-3782. Hey, to my online people, man. Hey, listen, we want to hear from y'all, man. Put Lady T to work, man. You know what I mean?
And
comments. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we want to hear from y'all,
they,
man.
They just being quiet right now. I don't know what's going
That's
on.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We'll be right back.
Showed up. Showed up. What'd he do? Yeah. Pimpin'.
Oh, boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of Elle magazine. My whole bottle. Look, pimp juice. I give you one. Bad than a mother. Players, when you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth a dime. You know pimping ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug? If you're a bad girl.
Get at me, bad girl. Work
get at me, bad girl. Ow.
Oh, man. Charlotte Hornets players Miles Bridges was arrested on Wednesday for domestic violence charges and of the felony assault. It wasn't a misdemeanor. It was felonies involved here. And he paid a $130,000 bond and was released. But guess what, y'all? Bridges was set to become a restricted free agent this summer. You know, what the heck is on these dudes' minds, y'all? What is on their minds, for real, man? I mean, dude, you're about to get your money. Life is going great for you. And,
right.
And you get yourself caught up in this type of situation. And I know, y'all, I know as a man that was once a part of a domestic situation, you know, I understand it's hard to walk away. It is so hard to walk away. But there came a point in time where I had to realize I'm not loving me right. I've been loved so wrong for so long that I'm accepting the wrong. I got to love myself more than this.
Who's that
singing? Was that? Oh,
just a joke. Just a joke, guys.
Oh, okay. But seriously, you know, it's just like, you know, Come on, man. For real, Joe. You got to love yourself, man. You got to love yourself, man. It should be enough with this nonsense, man. With everything that's going on, all the gun violence, the weather tragedies, the hearings, R. Kelly going to jail for 30 years, you know, with all this stuff that we're dealing with on a day-to-day, bruh, if you have someone in your life that you can't talk it out with, hey, listen, I'm going to let y'all in. I'm going to let y'all in. There has been conversations where I know my Reese's cup don't want to ring my bell. You hear me?
Yeah.
And I have wanted to ring her bell. But you know what? We use our words. And to some, they might be hurtful. But to us, that's our stress reliever. That is our stress reliever. And once we get that out and over with, guess what? We go to talking like men and women instead of yelling like we on the corner. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So, you know, and believe it or not, sometimes after we express that, it's funny. Because I'm going to tell you, Reese is the funniest fucking person. So the things she say, I'm not even mad no more because I'm laughing at what you just say. And I find myself laughing, you know, and we move on from it. You know, that never happened before in my past relationship. Never happened before. And all I'm saying is if physically is the only way that you and your mate can express yourselves, y'all need to rethink that union, man. Y'all need to rethink that union, man, because in most states now, domestic violence, everybody go to jail. Everybody. There's nobody left at home. You know, it was a time when they would arrest a man and leave the woman, or if the man got scratches and bruises on him, they'd arrest the woman and leave the man. Now everybody goes, man. Everybody. And then when you have the opportunity to make more money than you've ever made in your life, to be a key player in another team's mix, bruh, you have to think about that, man. You really have to think about that and you know, say to yourself, you know, I'm not calling Bridges guilty of anything because that young man has to have his day in court. But I'm just so sick and tired of these stories. I don't know what to do. You know, Tree, come in and give us a female point of view, please.
You know, I just hope. I don't know what to say because it just said domestic violence, so I don't know any details. I don't have anything to go off of. All I know is he put himself in the pickle, and it's going to be hard for him to get out of the pickle. Out of the jar full of pickles. Because, first of all, you're messing with somebody that will call the police when you're doing something wrong, allegedly. That's a good thing. Because you shouldn't be hitting somebody or doing whatever it is she has to do to call 911. Like, enough is enough with all the domestic violence. Like, if I'm touching you, don't touch me. I can say what I want to say. You can say what you want to say, even if it's disrespectful, you can say what you want to say. Right? Because those are just words.
Right.
Those are just words, and you put them in a bag, and you go about your business after they finish talking, or you go on upstairs and sit down somewhere. But what you don't do is knock somebody around and do all that kind of stuff. So I hope that wasn't the case. Then some pictures gonna come out where her whole left side of her face gonna be hanging off. So I don't want that. I don't want that for him. I don't want that for her.
Yeah.
I just don't want that, period. Because we've seen enough of these situations, like enough. But that should go back to what we talked about on Tuesday.
That just go back to what we talked about on Tuesday. The world has to get their own hands burnt. Everybody think it's not going to happen to them. Everybody thinks that, oh, I'm better than that person. I ain't doing it that way. So it ain't, you know, it just go back to that. That's what it go back to.
He just literally just went viral, like, I want to say, like, last week was, like, he been like, sipping lean, you know, the lean.
Oh, yeah, and smoking weed.
So it's his lifestyle, and on top of that, he just signed to a rapper. He just signed a deal. Like, he signed to a rapper. So he be rapping and all that. Like, he be around all the rappers. And so his lifestyle is already terrible for a basketball player. Because he's trying to be a rapper at the same time. So
yeah, he need to go ahead and talk to Zach Five and see how that worked out for him.
I got to ask this question. What really is, and I know this is sports talk, y'all, and I just want to ask this question real quick.
Yeah.
What is going on with our rappers, man? For real. What is going on with them? It's like if you don't have a case, you don't have a case against you, you're not hard, and you won't sell, and nobody should listen to you. This young rapper dude up here shooting in Tyson Corner Mall, bruh, do you realize what you have delayed? Do you realize what you have stopped for your life? And for what?
Because that's what they want. That's what they want to promote. That's what they want. See, our young rappers are under attack, too, as well. They are under attack, too, because now when you want to promote something good, a good song, a nice song, they don't want that. That's not even getting signed. Those kind of rappers aren't getting signed. You got to be saying, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to bust your head wide open. Your girlfriend,
It
has to be degrading because that is what they do. That is what they like. That's what sells.
Yeah. Now, I mean, they need to move to the novice, the terrorist ones of the world.
They gone.
Yeah.
Why you think they pushed them all out? Stop promoting them.
I'm not gonna say they gone. Yeah, that's the real word right there. They don't promote that type of music anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. Nowadays you gotta be dissing the dead homies. You gotta be going to the grave site to shoot the video. You gotta all this to just to get all these views. You know, negative sales. We all know this. Negativity sales. That's always gonna go through the roof. They want to see us beefing.
They're making our young women look like hoes.
Yes. If we all come together as with love, that's going to kill them. That's, they don't want that. They don't want us loving each other. They want to promote that.
No.
Absolutely. Then the jail sales, they ain't going to make no money off the jails no more.
Right.
They ain't going to make money off the negativity. It's going to all
be
young.
Billion-dollar corporation.
There you go. We're going to be loving on each other and doing all the good
unity.
Things.
What's
and
that?
Each
unity?
Other.
That's the biggest fear. Is
never heard of it.
That's true. They said during the pandemic, it was over like 400 new billionaires. And how many of them was our complexion?
Right.
And when you figure that money coming, like, come on. That go deep. I ain't going to lie to you.
Here on Tales Corner, we touch on all subjects. We don't mean to offend anyone. We don't mean to classify. But at the same time, we see what's going on. One thing I appreciate and love about the family here on Tales Corner is we're no dummies. And everybody sees and are able to discuss what it is that they see. So I for one appreciate that. When I thought of Kale's Corner, that was part of my dream. Who is that with that background noise? Right there.
Somebody's radio.
Somebody sound like they're at the firehouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but hey, listen, like I said in the preview, guys, we're going to wait to see exactly once all of this story comes out. But I really hope that this young man, I hope that this young man isn't guilty of what he's being accused of. I really do. I really do. I hope this young man has his, himself in a situation where he can prove, and not just say, but prove that that wasn't, you know, him, or that that wasn't what happened. You know, he's able to prove that that wasn't.
You know what? It don't even matter now. It don't even matter. He's been accused.
Yeah.
Can I say this real quick?
He's going to be, yeah, go ahead.
The Joker just got a 5-year, $264 million Supermax with the Nuggets.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jeez, you just broke the
Nuggets
bank. Oh, my God.
The Nuggets busy, man. The Nuggets are busy.
$264
million. Oh, and it's how much guarantee?
I don't think they came out.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this is the NBA. This is the NBA. The only difference is the signing bonus. That $200 million, that's guaranteed. All of that. All of that. He can go to another team, and guess what? They got to pay him that for real. For real. So, yeah. Let's just say he's going to be playing ball for the next couple of years. You know? He's going to be playing ball for. And that's what I'm talking about, man. That's the direction that ball is going in, basketball is going in. Now, you got to be a part of the get, not the gots. You understand? Be one of the gets, man. Get that money. Get that contract. Don't be one of the gots. You know, this Bama got called up. That Bama got called up. Don't be that dude, man. Don't be that dude. DeJounte Murray was traded from the Spurs to Atlanta. Murray averaged 21.9 points last season. I'm sorry, 21.9 rebounds. 21.9 rebounds last series, last season with the Spurs. And the Spurs are on a serious rebuild with 11 first round draft picks for the next 7 years. You know, they received three from Atlanta in that DeJounte Murray trade, and they have one from your team, Tree Chicago, and plus they had seven of their own. So look out, man. The Spurs. This is how you rebuild, though. You know what I mean? This is how you rebuild. You don't make it a mystery. You don't play around. You don't joke with games and all of that. You do what you need to do to make your team better. And, yes, it's going to be a little while before we see the Spurs as that better team. But guess what? A better team is in their future.
Yeah.
A better team is in their future. And Spurs fans, they're going to be happy with that. They're going to be happy with that. My team has better plans for better in their future. What fan wouldn't be excited or happy with that, man? You know? I don't know. I don't know the fan that would, man. And now with Trae Young, oh, man, he's been tweeting and posting pictures of him and Murray together in the All-Star game, you know. And the friendship that they developed then, and this man is happy. Can y'all believe that? A happy ball player. So I'm not going to jump out on Ronnie's 007's limb and say that Atlanta going to win it all next year. But I'm going to say I know that. I know that. I know that. But I'm saying, I'm not going to jump out on your limb and say the same for Atlanta. But I will say Atlanta will be playing some very, very interesting ball next year, at least on the offensive side. At least on the offensive side. I still think Trae Young is a defensive liability. I still believe that. But
both of them need the ball too. So what you think about they gonna work this? Because we've seen Murray, he keeps that ball in his hand, and right, Trey keeps right. the ball in his hand. So he gonna what he coming off the bench? Because he is fine.
No.
They both point out. They probably gonna move Trey Young to the two because he could score better. Maybe. I'm not sure, though.
Okay.
They both point out.
Okay, because I was going to say that. I don't seem like it's going to be that great.
Yeah, I'm with you, Boss. I don't know, man. It ain't that great.
I don't know.
I think Murray will be the one move
because he's bigger and at that one position, Trey Young has players, point guards, his size that he can defend. In that two position, I think those guys are a little too big for Trey Young.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't matter, though, because they'd be getting switched off anyway. Trey Young just a liability on defense anyway. He'd get switched off on somebody, set the screen, any type of way. They're going to attack him anyway. He could attack a lot anyway. So you can't hide Trey Young on defense. It's impossible to hide him.
No, you can't. You can't.
Murray, on top of that, he's just a walking triple-double. So, in my opinion, he need to be the point guard, in my opinion, because he's a walking triple. He did it last year. He showed you last year that he's a walking triple-double.
Yeah,
so
I wouldn't take
the ball from him. I wouldn't, I mean, they traded him just for the pick, just to rebuild. That's what Popovich do.
That's his mark.
He's not going to hold a player back. I can get
And three first-round picks? Give me that. You can have him. We're not doing nothing with him anyway. We don't have championship aspirations right now. We want the up-and-coming. So, you can have him. He prays for us. But what you going to give me? Let's welcome Brother Ted to the program. What up, Ted?
Hey, what's going on, Kel's family? How y'all doing?
What up?
How you doing?
Okay.
We were just discussing DeJounte Murray being traded to the Atlanta Hawks from the Spurs. And we're all in agreement that's a good trade for Atlanta. Now, I wouldn't say Atlanta is done. I think they still have more to do, but For the most part, they're trending in a good direction. Can I say that?
I would say that. But I think they made a mistake last year when they stuck with I can't think of the white boy name, but they got rid of Cam Reddish. You know, I think they should have kept Cam Reddish back then. But as far as Deontay, good young player, you know. And as I heard y'all say him playing point guard opposed to Trey, I put the ball in his hand more so because he can create more so than others. Trey more so he can create, but he's more so of a shooting, you know. And as I point to, he's not that great on defense. You know, you got to try to hide and you got to try to make schemes or whatever, you know, so he's a liability as far as that. But, you know, as long as he gets you those 35 points, they say, and have a collectiveness of team defense, so they're going to try to do what they can do. So, but, yeah. But they need to get bigger too, man. They need to get some more size too.
Yeah, like I said, they're not done. You can tell they're not done, but like I said, they're trending in the right direction.
In the right direction. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. 404, welcome to the corner, Joe. What's happening?
What's going on?
What's your name?
What's up with you? It's Nas.
Yeah. Who?
It's Nas.
No.
What's up? Many times I done talked to y'all, don't do me like that.
Hey, bro.
Get on this phone.
All right. Welcome back to the corner.
Y'all been on football time, so I ain't been around in a while. That's all, man. But man, down here in Atlanta, it's looking good. Got the trade done. The only issue is, man, that's a lot of unprotected first round picks, man. Like, you're assuming everything's going to go right. You don't know if it, in 2025 Trey says, I want out, and now your team's bad, and now that pick turns into a lottery pick, and San Antonio can kind of stack up. So that's the only issue, man. You gave away a lot of picks, and there's no protection on them. So if something bad happens, hey, Spurs, you know, hit a gold mine. And the other part is, never forget, DeJounte Murray, they was load managing him a couple of years ago because of his knee. So if that knee issue pops up again, I mean, you really got nowhere else to go because now they're above the salary cap, the tax number. And if we know anything about, you know, Atlanta franchises, they ain't going to go beyond that.
No.
They might be trading somebody else. So I don't know, man. I'm excited to see it, but we'll see. But as far as who going to play point, that's on Trey. Whatever Trey want to do. If Trey want to have the ball, Trey going to have the ball. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah, because it's Trey team, right?
Remember, he ran the other coach up out of here. It's on Trey, whatever he want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree
it's
with that.
Is Capella still there?
Yeah, for now.
I'm sure they're looking for ways to get him up out of here.
He did pretty good.
They trying to get John Collins out of there. That's what they're trying to trade right now.
They need to try to get rid of Gallinari before they get rid of any of that.
They already got rid of him.
Yeah,
that's why they got
rid
of
him.
Yeah, the only person now they're trying to get rid of is,
And the Spurs already bought him out, so he's going to be a free agent. Gallinari can go wherever he wants. They had two offers on the table for the Spurs. It was one with Collins in it, with less picks. And it was the one with Gallinari with all the picks because Gallinari's money was going to go on their books yesterday unless they traded him. So that's why he's the one, the piece that's in there. But I don't know, man. I don't see Collins and Capella being on the team. I'm leaning more Capella's gone, but I hear you on Collins because they've been looking for a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck on that. You know, like to see how that thing lands out. On home front basketball news, the Wizards acquired Will Barton and Monte Morris and trade with the Nuggets for Contavious Caldwell-Pope and Ish Smith. And little fun fact here, guys, if Ish Smith suits up and plays for the Nuggets, they will be his 13th team that he has played on. I challenge it's 13. It's 13. Even with the Wizards twice, it's 13.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so without Google, without the internet, can anyone name the 13 teams? Because I ain't going to lie to y'all, I had to Google this because I could not remember all the teams that he played for. I just remember seeing him
Detroit, Nuggets, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he was well laid, though.
Yeah. Y'all ready? He played with the Rockets, the Grizzlies, the Warriors, the Bucks, the Magic, the Suns, the Thunder, the Pelicans, 76ers, Pistons, Wizards, Hornets, and possibly the Nuggets.
See, some of them he just was on the roster. Like, he got waived from some of those teams. He never played with the 76ers or he never played with New Orleans.
He played with the 76ers. I remember that.
He played with the 76ers.
I don't remember him playing for the 76ers.
Yeah, I remember.
Was he on the prospect team that was real bad rebuilding teams?
He played for Oklahoma. I remember him playing for Oklahoma, Golden State, and Houston. I vaguely remember
as long as he
the Hornets.
As long as he's gone from out of here, man, that's good, man. God damn.
Hey, you know what?
Shout out to Isco, man.
That's a pro's pro. He going to get an NBA pension, and he never had to go overseas for long. He was always getting a call to come somewhere. So, yeah, you don't want him as a starter, but as an off-the-bench guy, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Remember, he was coming out of Wake Forest. He was fast as hell and couldn't shoot. Now he can shoot a little bit, so he just keeps getting them checks. Hey, man, shut up, Ish. Get your money.
Hey. Okay.
I'm with you on all that, but I don't even want him coming off my bench, man.
I don't want him coming off my bench either, man.
he's just too much of a liability, man. And see, one thing I hate in basketball is gimmick players. And Ish Smith has always seemed to me to be a gimmick player. Oh, the little guy can shoot threes. Oh, the little guy goes up and dunk. Oh, the little guy gets
he's all speed.
He's a basketball player. He's supposed to do that. He's supposed to lock dudes down on defense. You know what I mean? He's supposed to have. Now, what I will say is I admire the hell out of Ish Smith's heart and determination. Because he's never approached any game or another player as if he was second class to them. He brought them everything they could handle every time he stepped on that court. So and maybe that is the reason why he has played for 13 teams. You know what I mean? Because
he got that pro stuff too, bro. You know, that dude that comes to practice first, last to leave, tell the young boys how to eat, and don't hang out with him. He's one of them type of guys, man. So if he in your locker room, you know what I mean? He ain't last this long for no reason, I promise you.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And y'all
can
have a hell of a player, too, in Will Barton. That's a hell of a player.
Yeah, that's a good pickup.
Yeah.
That's a great pickup.
I want to see what the Wizards
from Baltimore
do
also, too.
Oh, okay.
See?
He's from Baltimore.
Close enough.
Can I curb my enthusiasm?
Will Barton,
I know that. Will Barton has been all right everywhere he's played. But it's something about this Wizards team, man. You know, anyway. Last but not least in basketball news, Russell Westbrook plans to pick up his $47.1 million option from the Lakers. So for all of us that's like, you know, poo-poo on Westbrook and this, that, and the third, and he messed that team up, they obviously believe in him with the Lakers because they did sign that man. $47.1 million.
That was his option. That wasn't the Lakers' option. That was his option. Of course, he was going to pick that up. That ain't had nothing to do with the Lakers.
Well,
they ain't have a choice, man. He's on the books.
Yeah.
He don't pick up the option.
He's picking that up. Picking that up.
Well, Westbrook has a hell of an agent. You know what I mean? He was smart enough to get with the right people. He was smart enough to get with the right people to make sure he got that bread. So, hey, more power to you, bro. More power to you, bro. You know, I would like to see more players get it like that. Go ahead, Trey.
Royce O'Neal from the Utah Jazz is being released from the Utah Jazz, and he is going to Brooklyn.
Who?
Royce O'Neal.
Oh, Royce O'Neal, number 23.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing. That ain't no good pickup.
If you're a playoff fan,
right,
he's
along,
a decent
man.
Rotational
Orlando,
guy.
Right,
but with Brooklyn going on, I don't know.
Just moving right along.
They already got Bruce Brown. That's going to do the same exact thing he do. So.
Somebody pick up.
Yeah, but did they do the trade before KD? before KD demanded to leave, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, if they were doing it like,
okay, rotation, then KD
has to leave. Now, okay, what the hell? What
exactly. There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot of breaking news, though, right now, and I see a lot of players getting signed, though, right now.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now. It's rolling in. Yeah, it's rolling
Dude,
out.
Dude, Anthony Simons got $100 million. Now, that's what surprised
me. He deserved that. Oh, my goodness. He was balling out. No, he was balling out. He was going out of control. He deserved that.
Who are we talking about?
The play
there's my point right there.
No, you might not know basketball like that. Like that. But you just know his name.
No, basketball.
But how he
guys,
played.
I mean, people know who he is, but 4 years, $100 million, that's a big commitment, bro.
Look how he played when nobody was hooping on Portland. Who did they have? They had him.
But that ain't
He was the only one going out there averaging 20, over 20. If you average 20 in the NBA right now, you're worth $100 million. You're worth that. At any point, you can. Mm-hmm. They just gave Jalen Brunson $110 million. He don't deserve that. He's not even half the player Simmons is.
Hey, easy. That's my nephew. Easy.
$25 million.
I'm just throwing. I seen Simmons by himself carry the team. I seen it. I didn't see anything from Brunson. He didn't carry him.
They didn't have a team.
That's what
he was getting a lot of minutes and a lot of shots. That means you'll put up stats, but that don't necessarily mean you should be giving a mega deal. So, I mean, I don't know.
Detailed document about that night. It should have been done already. It should be done.
We good. Hey, I'm looking at it like this, man. I don't know what's happening tonight, y'all, but I'm really agreeing with Darius on a lot of the stuff that he's saying tonight. maybe because we're just talking about teams. I mean, players and not teams. But I agree with him. If you averaging 20 points a game in the NBA, you're worth $100 million, man. You are.
Don't even get into
the other aspects, rebounding, defense, and things of that nature. If you're really filling out the stat sheet, yeah, man, $100 million should be without a question.
If you break the $100 million down and really look at the $100 million over 4 years, it's only $25 million a year, y'all. Like, that's the average going rate. $25 million a year.
All I'm saying is let somebody else pay it. Don't be the team to pay it. Look, I hear what you're saying. 20 points a game is a lot. But all I'm saying is this. We've seen terrible teams before where guys get all kinds of minutes and shots, and then the stats get inflated and they look better than what they are. Then you sign them to a big deal, and then 2 years later you regretting it, and that player's picking up an option on you when they old and you stuck with them. Shout out to what we just talked about a couple minutes ago, $47 million. Some of these deals look good right now, but in a couple years,
come on,
Dave. Hey.
I know, that's right. You better talk that talk, Cap.
The cap,
the cap
goes up every year, guys. So whatever it might look big now, but like you said, it's going to look like trash in a few years because everybody else's numbers is going to climb.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
One of Joker's years in there says 60 per. we in a new era, baby.
Already.
60 per.
Dr. J wish he got 60 mil, period.
That's fact.
You know,
I
was watching that Lakers series winning time, and they were talking about Magic and the deal he turned down with Nike. And they said if he would have signed with that Nike deal, he would have made over $5 billion. And they said they showed Magic. And Magic said, yeah, I'm really not over that yet, so we're not even going to talk about that. But, you know, with all the money he made, he still had an opportunity to make $5 billion back then, you know. So that NBA money is crazy, man. That NBA money is crazy. But, hey, I say it, you know, all the time. If you can get it, bro, get it. Get it, bro. Get it till you're satisfied, whatever it is. Y'all talk about?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. We're going to take a quick one, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Same boots upside the head. Same boots upside your 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 head.
I'm back at you again. Radio station is WGAP. Now on all you gappers, and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Hey, NFL running back Miles Sanders for the Philadelphia Eagles says with the current team as it is constructed with this roster, he feels they are an all-star team. Cap, this is your team, Cap. Do you see an all-star team with this Eagles team? Oh. Maybe the silence gives me the answer that I want to hear.
Okay.
Maybe,
he's still thinking about it.
Yeah, maybe I have to take his silence as a warning. But, it, you know, it's funny
it's
to me.
It's a no comment.
Yeah. It's so funny to me how players come out and say these type of things, make these type of statements so early. You know, and then, you know, bruh, what you need to understand, everybody look good playing against the air in their underwear. Everybody, I look all-star out there with no defenseman covering me and playing against no one. I look good out there. Come on, man. Come
okay.
on, man. Let
okay.
Don't get... Yeah, exactly. Don't get too carried away this early because you're giving people ammunition for when things don't go right or y'all go through the ups and downs of an NFL season, you know, it'll be said to you or it'll be said, see, he ain't know what he was talking about, all-star team. They ain't no all-star. You know what I'm saying? So, bro,
right.
come
Who's
come
the all-star
here.
Team? Who's the
Well, running back Miles Sanders says he feels that this Eagles team with the current roster as it is constructed is an all-star team. And if I'm not mistaken, the veterans haven't even reported to camp yet, right?
Right.
I know they usually don't start coming till like around my birthday, July 20th, 21st,
yeah,
something like that.
End of July.
So, mm-hmm. so how can you say that you guys are all star caliber players already? How can you say?
We can't even this term we can't even really argue if he said he feels this way. Every team should feel this way, in my opinion. But if you
but
want
should
on
every
paper,
team say it? Should every team say it?
To me personally, if you're going off paper for this team, this Philly team, it is loaded. I ain't gonna lie to you. Now, is it an all-star team? Sheesh, that's hard to say. But I do feel I feel them because that team is loaded, man.
Yeah, they got a lot of guns.
Yeah.
Do you trust Jalen Hurts being the quarterback?
That's the thing that sticks out. Shout out to them. The roster's loaded. But if Jalen doesn't perform, there will be a new quarterback next year. They got the draft picks to do it. There'll be a new quarterback there. So So it's all
well, you know what? I think Jalen Hurts was held back. I think those guys, I for some reason, I don't feel that they gave the game plan to for him to show his full potential. I think Jalen Hurts got a lot of football. I think he has a lot of football in him to show and play. So I don't think – I really don't think, like a lot of people do, that Jalen Hurts is the question mark here. I'm looking at other aspects of the team, the wide receivers,
yeah,
the offensive line, you know. I'm looking at them more so than Jalen Hurts because
yeah,
I'm going to honestly tell you. I'm going to honestly tell you, okay, if that year that Washington played the Eagles, if they would have left Jalen Hurts in that game, we would have lost. We would have lost because Jalen Hurts gave it to us. He was giving it to us for real. So, you know, I understand what y'all saying, and they're a loaded team and everything. Jalen Hurts is not a problem, though. Jalen Hurts is not a problem with this team. I'm looking more at the wide receivers. I'm looking more on the defensive side, you know. Fletcher Cox is going to be Fletcher Cox, you know. But what about their linebacking core? What about their corners, you know?
Right.
It's a whole lot of other question marks with this Philly team, to me. And I'm not just saying that as a Washington football fan because there's a lot of holes with my team as well. There's a lot of holes with my team as well, you know. So you know, but I hope none of our players will come out and say that they feel we're an all-star team right now because, to me, that would be stupid. That would be stupid, dude. Everybody ain't even showed up to camp yet. And you that hype already? Well, tell me what you've seen to make you that say it's all star to you. That's
yeah,
my
but,
favorite.
Man, but Miguel, don't forget, they got A.J. Brown in to pair with Devontae Smith at wide receiver. So that's all. They brought in the big giant tackle from Georgia to play down there on that D-line. Next to your butt. So, I mean, dude, they loaded up everything.
Yeah, they
now,
is
last
loaded.
Year, that coach took the ball out of Jalen Hurts' hands. They started running the ball like crazy. So I don't know if he don't trust him or what. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. But this is a proving year for Jalen, man, because if he don't get it done, dude, they drafting a quarterback. So, I mean, he got to get it done.
I mean, do they have what about the offensive line? I mean, does Peterson –
But this is first year, like full year,
them.
Right? This could be his first full year, second full year.
Yeah,
there.
First. This
yeah,
will be
his first
full year.
I mean, Jesus, he don't got no room for error. Y'all go hard.
Right.
It ain't us. It's the Eagles stacking up them draft picks, letting you know what the plan is. Like,
but
if you don't get it done,
I
mean, just
they might be
doing
that for somebody else. That means everybody on the chopping block. Anybody do anything wrong, you about here. Because we got some picks back here in the pocket. Okay?
Yeah,
so That's how I go in there.
I agree with that.
When I soon back to the locker room, I'm like, look, everybody, you know, ain't nobody job safe. I'm going to need y'all to
know
that. Y'all got to work
I can make it. I can make it work, sister, because you know who the backup is. That boy with that mustache who, let's say, a certain section of Philly would really love him to be the starter. So, bruh, Jalen, yeah.
Mitchell.
He got a ball out. Exactly. Certain segments of the fan base want him in there now. So he got a ball out.
So, hey, Cap, are you with me? Cap, you with me now? Okay, Cap's still tied up. I'm like Ron, man. Oh, Rob, I seen the coach take the ball out of that young man's hand, and it left me thinking, you know, what was the reason? Why did they just take the ball out of his hands like that? You know, did he do something that they didn't like? Was he showing a tendency that they picked up on, so they knew the other team would pick up on it? What? What was it? You know? But hey, man, I wish the young man well, and you know, I want him to do good, except for when he plays us. Just that simple.
We could have beat Philly twice last year.
I don't care how good the ice cream tastes. I don't care how good the ice cream tastes when I first eat some. I care what it tastes like at the end. Tell me how good it is at the end. You know, is it satisfying me the same way that first bite satisfied me? And yes, to see the Washington football team on top in the beginning satisfied me. But at the end, they laid an egg. At the end, they lost. So I don't care nothing about what that
ice cream
did in the beginning. Didn't taste good at all. So, yeah. I could care less, bro. They ain't do nothing for me, man. In other football news, Washington football team quarterback Sam Howell. Yeah, baby. Is saying that he is embracing his role as a backup quarterback and preparing for his chance once or if his name is called. Man, I love the confidence, young man. I love the confidence, you know. Wide receiver Terry McLaurin agrees to a 3-year extension worth $70 million with a $28 million signing bonus. So for all the idiot and retard moves that this Washington team has been making lately, it's good to see them making good moves. Terry McLaurin is a good move. That young boy, Sam Howell, that they drafted was a good move. So, you know, hey, good things are expected.
Why they give Terry just 3 years? That ain't odd to you?
Because of the money, the money up front, that's what he wanted, and they just reset the market, and now Debo going to be crying, and a couple other guys going to be crying, because it's time to pay wide receivers. If you're not going
to
pay
running
backs,
and it's
a passing game, Debo happy about it. That means he getting paid more. I'm like, hey,
Debo.
Y'all got to pay him.
Why you got to put my man down?
I'm sorry.
He's trying to go in over there and be quiet because
Debo is one of the top
contract printed out. Like, hey, man, I need to get more than this.
Debo is one of the top receivers in the league, and it's well noted that he's been unhappy with his numbers there. Production-wise, he's been great production-wise, but he's ready to get paid for it.
He's going to get paid. He's getting a check in the mail. It's in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Ching, ching.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You got to pay.
Oh, no, it's in the mail, sir.
Yes.
He will be getting that check, honey. It's in the mail.
Yes. And Tank, trust me, Tank, it's coming to your Cowboys soon, too. Because that boy, CeeDee Lamb, Lil Mook, he want to be paid, dog.
Lil Mook.
He want to be paid, too, bro.
He's going to get paid. That's why he got picked the number one receiver this year.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna get his money.
Got to get rid of Amari Cooper. Better be
okay. And he better perform out of this world.
Yeah,
I think they should have got rid of Michael Gallup for real.
I don't have to worry about CeeDee Lamb, man.
Why do you think they should have gotten rid of Gallup? Why?
Because he dropped the ball too much, man. There's key moments.
He catches it a lot.
He hurt all the time.
Hey, he stretches a lot, especially when he's playing them Washington football team. He somehow seems to get healthy, and he somehow seems to catch everything. So,
I know that's right.
I think he just get up for y'all.
Yeah, he get up for us, but for them other teams, he be dropping the ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, man, you couldn't pay Amari and CD. Somebody had to go, so Amari goes.
Exactly.
Now you pay your boy, and they, I mean.
Yeah. They ain't gonna let that young boy go. They gonna let Amari go because he's a little older.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why they let him go.
And
you keep the young and let the old
exactly.
go.
To be told, Amari was starting to break down. We saw that from him. Amari was starting to look like Dez Bryant in his latter days. So Jerry was like, hey, man, I'm not going to go through this again. Jerry was like, I ain't having this all over again, man. But nah. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of this, and we're going to get it. We got this little boy who showed and proved that he is a commodity worth it. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and keep him. And guess what? Getting rid of Amari Cooper and keeping the youngins, they freed up a hell of a lot of room in their cap.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They freed up room in their cap, and they don't have to concern themselves with a wide receiver, at least signing a big-name receiver, you know, because there's no telling what little Mook gonna bring to the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, man. I mean, hey, that was a good move. I'll say that. That was a great move for those guys. Last football story: Baker Mayfield and the Browns are talking reconciliation, in part over the uncertain availability of Browns QB Deshaun Watson this up-and-coming season.
So they're going to wait till now to apologize?
Exactly. Now that they need them. Now that they need them.
No, the thing is, they both need each other. Because wasn't nobody picking up Baker? Wasn't nobody picking him up? So,
I don't think nobody was picking up Baker, Treat. I think everybody was waiting to see what happened because Baker came with a price tag right now. So everybody was sitting back waiting. They wanted Baker, but they didn't want him. They didn't want him at the numbers he was going for. So, everybody was like, we're going to sit back and wait. We're going to sit back and wait.
Yeah,
but
this Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees all over again, where the team thought the guy was declining. So they drafted a guy or got a guy in free agency behind them, and now they like, okay, you're going to have to fall out and improve your worth. Like it's on Baker. You got 8 games, possibly what, to ball out. There you go.
And
the fact that they don't know is what's going to happen with Deshaun. Nobody really knows yet. I mean, I've heard from a year to an indefinite suspension. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know what's up with him yet.
Is what they were saying. The indefinite suspension meaning that 1 year, and then he can re-up for reinstatement and try to get back in. So that's what the indefinite is. The indefinite is 1 year.
This is the NFL.
You know what I mean about that.
They're going to let it cool off a little bit, and then they're going to drop that suspension.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, Treece. One thing we got to remember, guys, and I said this Tuesday, what happens with Deshaun Watson is going to weigh heavy on the owners, Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, and Daniel Snyder in their cases and their situations. So we got to keep an eye on that as well. Go ahead, Treece. Go ahead, Beth.
Okay. Kellen Ms. T would like to say, oh, I'm sorry, you guys, we're going to have to stop the show right here and pick it up on Tuesday. But Kellen Ms. T
T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner, everybody online and on the phone. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today, more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Please enjoy your weekend. We try to give everybody their flowers now. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. You guys, pray for your neighbor and check on your family members. Love someone, and we'll see you guys right back here on Tuesday, 5 p.m. sharp. Love someone. Kale.
Hey, look here, Kale's Corner. This song is for you guys. Because you love tomorrow.
Hey, look. If you love them, let you know it. If you love them, let you know it.
We'll never be the same. Check out with John Tuesday, man. Have a great, safe weekend.
The way I want, the way I don't, I cannot explain the things I do for you. But girl, you know it's true. Stay with me. I feel my dreams, and I'll be all you need.
You're right.